I do not understand why you are working here if that is the case. She just continued to berate me into thinking I was just some crazed lunatic. I was getting fed up at that point and I looked at the time, which was around 11:20 at night. I thought I should at least get some sleep, and my room was just situated to the right of the office. When I started moving towards my door, I clearly heard this low auditory music, like you hear a tune but you cannot make it out clearly. This was no ordinary tune I have ever heard before. It was sort of mystical and ethereal in a sense, to which it sort of had an Arabic/Hindi vibe to the tone. As I opened the door, the tune got a bit louder and I decided to find the source of the music. I entered the dark room and I moved closer to my bed, and noticed that the sounds were emanating from a painting on the wall. I moved towards the painting and looked at the painting on the wall. I saw a face morphing on the painting, and I am not sure what compelled me to do this. I decided to trail my fingers across the surface of the painting and with each touch the face morphed. I had to have been in the room for at least 10 to 15 minutes. I again went out and told the workers what I was seeing at the time. To which I was not really frightened by this experience, but more intrigued than anything else. I went back to the painting and did this for another 10 to 15 minutes. I went out, and I headed again towards the office and looked towards the window, and I saw something to this day that scared me to death. I had seen this before in a dream. It was a shadow silhouette of my body with two glowing white eyes. I must have had a shocked expression on my face, because the female supervisor said, "Don't like what you see?" What I saw again was the same black shadow silhouette with two white glowing eyes, and I could not possibly explain how that was there. It was completely dark outside and there was no way that my body was creating a shadow on the window. There were no external light sources that created these glowing eyes. I am not sure what created these glowing white eyes, but being the clever and intelligent person I am, I decided to see if these were, in fact, something else or an external light source. I decided to close my left eye and mysteriously the shadow's left eye disappeared. I was kind of shocked since the glow of the left eye disappeared yet the right eye remained aglow. I couldn't possibly and reasonably explain how this was occurring. I opened my left eye and both the eyes were aglow again. Of course, I closed my right eye and yes, the same thing occurred to the right eye. I would also like to mention, this was not a reflection of my body, since I couldn't make out any detail resembling myself or any human form. This scared me to the core and I quickly left the office, prior to seeing the shadow on the window. I had noticed that the time on the clock was around after midnight, and I didn't know what to do at that point, but I knew I had to get out of there. When my blood pressure was getting high and I felt dizzy and lightheaded, I did tell staff at night I needed to go to the hospital. Which, if you remember, the day shift supervisor told me if you want to go to the hospital now is the time. At that point, I passed it off as I previously stated, but I would learn that night as to why he had told me that. When I asked the head night supervisor I wanted to go to the hospital, she clearly told me that was not going to happen. Why? Well, there are laws in effect, that due to patient-to-staff level ratio. One staff member needed to be present at all times, due to the ratio set in place, and a staff member needed to be present with a patient, when going to the hospital for liability concerns. Well, simply put, with only two staff members at night, it was impossible for anyone to go to the hospital. I am not sure if the same happens elsewhere in the country or the world, but this is a glaring issue that needs to be rectified immediately. I am uncertain if this still occurs within this particular crisis home to this day, since I have never been back to this crisis home since 2012. I went back to the office and what I saw again truly freaked me to the core. The time had changed drastically. It was now just sometime prior to midnight. I freaked out and exclaimed out loud to the staff that you're trying to kill me. I cannot remember to this day what the night supervisor said to me exactly, but it was enough to have freaked me out to the very core. I ran out immediately from the building and onto the streets of the area.